Good morning. 62 degrees. Friday in the Motor City. Oh, nice, right? I know we had a shorter week, but I also feel like Tuesday to Thursday just dragged by.
You know what? That's so weird because I thought we were flying, and then you're right. Somewhere around Wednesday into Thursday midday, it like hit the skids.
Right.
You know, I was like, wait a second.
I wanted it to all be over yesterday.
Right.
Same. Oh my gosh. Yesterday felt like Friday, and I have a friend, she came into town. She has a bunch of appointments and stuff, and she's staying at my house. And it doesn't feel right to have someone at your house on a Thursday.
Right.
Remember when you were a kid and you had a sleepover on a school night? That was wild. Oh, that's how it felt last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially you getting up early. We all get up early. Nobody wants to do anything at night on a weeknight.
I know.
Coming up on the show today, music to make you cooler. You know how sometimes we
like
do this?
Like this music right here? Nice.
Oh, it's so good. Can you imagine if our bosses just heard our show today and we just looped this? Wait, no, really, this was better than anything we could do.
Are you going 70s?
What was I saying? Oh, music to make you cooler. We'll do that. Also, do you carry cash with you? Do you even have a reason to have cash anymore? We'll explain why. That's incredible. Is going to be incredible today. Maybe this whole hot dogs and buns deal where the uneven number might change.
Our whole lives. Why now? Why didn't somebody back in 1974 lead this charge?
Right. What was the rationale behind it?
It was to keep us from always having to buy one to get rid of the other.
Well, we'll get into that. We have Mr. Lister's quiz.
I just got mad all over again.
We have cash for you. Two shots to win $1,000. Two shots for you to come to our big party and maybe win that new Buick Encore from La Fontaine. Now that is a Friday program in Detroit. 100.3 WNIC.
Jake Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Ed Sheeran says that these are the three artists that others try to avoid releasing music on the same day with, and totally makes sense.
All right, let's listen to that.
I think every artist, when they release, finds out whether Drake, Taylor, or Adele are releasing. And they go, what date are they going? And like, how can we put out? I think every artist does that. But I wouldn't say I'm jealous of any of them, but all of them make me strive to work harder.
That's so true, because all three of them, when they release something, it automatically, it's number one and has all the hits.
Are you clear to release music on a day Grimes has something new?
She actually made the news the other day.
I know, that's right. I saw her.
Can I get a Grimes date?
What's that, Ed? You don't want to release today because of Grimes? I understand.
There's a lot of pressure on Adele right now, though, because she has not come out with music in so long, and people are waiting for this album.
And everybody expects an album of number ones the
minute
it comes
out. The best gift that Kaley Cuoco has ever received from her husband was for their third wedding anniversary. She said she got a plush version of her dog, Norman, who passed away last January. She loved him. And she also got pink pajamas with his face all over them.
I had bookmarked that company that does that. There's probably a couple, but the company that will make a replica of your pet.
Have to be passed, or can you do it?
No, you send them a picture of your pet, and they'll make you a stuffed animal of it.
Oh, my God. I love that. I want to see that website. Mm-hmm. All right.
And finally, check out some of the new trailer for producer Rick Rubin's conversation with Paul McCartney. So I told you guys this a couple of weeks ago. It's a 6-part Hulu series called McCartney 321. And in this, they'll be listening to master tapes and dissecting a lot of classic songs.
At the time, I was just working with this bloke, John. Now I look back and I was working with John Lennon.
Hey.
We were writing songs that were memorable because we had to remember them. Clearly remember when Ringo kicked in. It was like,
wow, he's really good.
I brought in the chords, and then George Martin said, it'd be nice if we could have a little intro. And Harrison just went, do, 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 do.
I want to read to you one thing. Paul is one of the most innovative bass players that ever played bass, and the stuff that's going on now is ripped off from his Beatle period. He's a great, great musician.
Did I write that?
That is John Lennon.
That's John Lennon. Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't heard that. That's good.
See, I'm not the world's biggest Beatles fan, but I'll watch that. That sounds great.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Same. So things out this weekend, Black Widow is on Disney Plus and in theaters. And the premiere of the Patrick Star Show is on tonight on Nick.
All right, very good. Chelsea, thank you so much. We're at 62 degrees right now. And good news, it's Friday. So on Fridays, we do something called Music to Make You Cooler. It was mostly designed for Allison and I because as we get older, we've always been hip. We've always had our finger on the pulse. But
we know who Bad Bunny is.
That's right.
What happened to that guy? We don't really talk about him anymore.
Is there, Chelsea, is there Bad Bunny music? Bad Bunny?
Are you tracking?
Not today.
We were on the marshmallow kick for a while.
Sure. That's right.
Only because we thought of real marshmallows.
That's right. It was food related. You put food in your name. Lil anything? Lil pizza? Lil sandwich? We're your biggest fans. So a couple new things today for us to listen to. Billie Eilish has a song called NDA, Non-Disclosure Agreement, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sample that. Here we go.
You couldn't save me, but you can't let me go.
I feel like I want the instrumental for our news break.
I like that.
It's funny because I want to, like, you know, my gut instinct is to say, wow, you should have warned me how different that was going to sound. But then again, if she were to ever try to, you know, move out of her lane, it'd be shocking.
Right.
You know what I mean? If she actually like belted something out, you'd be like, whoa. Maybe.
I will say, I think that's the most upbeat song we've heard from her in a while.
Yeah. Just kind thanks of to the bass line. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Up next is Kid Leroy. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber and Stay. And boy, you want up tempo? Pretty good. Listen to this.
That's great.
I mean, there's a guy that he stays in his lane and really tends to nail it.
Every time.
That's great. And it's got do you feel a little 80s retro in there? She's a maniac.
Without a doubt.
I heard that.
I hear Michael Cimbello.
That's good.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I swear, Allison, I feel like you got some injection.
I'm back on the smoothies this week, I'm telling you. It's the blueberries.
They're really life-changing for you.
Hey, I popped into your show. What's changed? Allison, smoothies. how about this one? Post Malone has something new called Motley Crue.
I get the calms, period. Calling it ice, period. I'm at the top of the pyramid. Some small seeds. We can play serious. Came with the gang of myriads. Came with the gang of myriads. Came with the Motley Crue.
You go ahead.
No, I was gonna, he's borrowing, that sounds like somebody. Who is that?
Him.
That's someone, I know, but it's somebody's sound.
Oh.
You know what I mean? There's another current artist that's their thing.
I just feel like everything we've heard today is the brand. You know, like when you get McDonald's, you know, you want a cheeseburger, you want nuggets. When you get Burger King, you want a Whopper. Like everything here, they're in their lane, it's their brand, everything sounds good.
Doing what they know.
Yeah, these could all be hits, Chels.
See, now that Post song, I'm like on the fence with. Mm-hmm. I think maybe if I heard the whole thing, I would have a different opinion. Or you know how sometimes you need to hear a song a couple times and then you start to like it? That one wasn't exactly my favorite.
Well, because we've been spoiled with Circles. We've been spoiled.
That's right.
Well, that whole album was just fantastic.
Right. Finally, Permission to Dance. Sounds like something out of Footloose. This is from BTS. Here you go.
I like it a lot.
It's totally poppy. I can hear that would be a hit, but mm-hmm. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to be on BTS.
Why?
It feels so, I mean, but I don't even think if I was 15, I don't think that'd be my kind of music. I don't know what it is though. I can't put my finger on it. But I don't know. It's not that it's too young. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. Like, I'm having a hard time embracing it.
Is it too cheesy?
It's not cheesy because I hear that it's got something.
I look at it this way, though. If you are 12, 13, 14, who's your Backstreet Boys? Who's your NSYNC? Who's your LFO?
It's probably BTS. It is.
So I feel the music through that.
Through the tweens.
I love that you said, by the way, you brought up Footloose. Yeah. I watched the Julianne Hough version the other day.
Horrible, right?
Why do you?
No,
do
I loved it.
What? She watches Home Alone 3. She watches Julianne Hough's Footloose.
Right.
Julianne.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're like right there to do the right thing, and then you...
There you go. Music to make you cooler on 100.3 WNIC. This weekend, everything is going to be closed. I don't know. I told my parents maybe tomorrow we go to Frankenmuth because I'm dying for that chicken dinner. And I'm hoping that 75, that direction, isn't going to be closed. But there are some traffic alerts to pass along. Here's what you need to know. A portion of the Southfield Freeway is going to be closed this weekend and next weekend. So crews are going to shut down the southbound side service drive from Ford Road to Rotunda today, 9 to 7. Tomorrow, the southbound side of the freeway will be closed. Closed. The northbound side drive and lanes will be closed next weekend. Michigan Avenue exit will be closed next Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Well, I have some good news for you. It could have just been because it was 4th of July weekend, but I did drive by Frankenmuth last weekend on my way up north.
Yeah.
And it was totally fine.
God, I love Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
I was making my dad watch a video on how they made the chicken last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The stuff that you make your parents watch. Like, I can't believe that they're still putting up with you.
In Oakland County, I-75 will be closed between 8 Mile and Square Lake Road starting tonight. That's a long, long stretch. It is a long stretch. Think about that. I mean, it's not quite the old palace, but think of that to 8 Mile. It's big. So the freeway is going to close at 10. The ramps close at 9. MDOT crews will demolish the 11 Mile Road Bridge, which I cross every day. Everything is expected to open back up 5 a.m. on Monday. So, yeah, you're going to run into some problems today, no matter where you go. FEMA inspectors in Detroit and Dearborn yesterday talking to flood victims about what they lost during last month's gigantic flood here. This is the first step in the federal disaster declaration process. What does that mean? It means the governor has to submit a declaration request. Then the president has to approve it to get that, you know, I don't know how many millions of dollars they want to try to help people out. During the flood of 2014, FEMA gave us $80 million. So,
2014?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So it's possible. So we'll see what happens. Last but not least, rising food prices are hitting our wallets here. A massive increase in costs affecting the whole globe. According to the UN World Food Program, food insecurity went up by 40%, which is horrible, over the last year. The UN is also confirming a record 270 million people are dealing with acute or severe food shortages. So
on top of that, gas is really expensive. I got some gas yesterday and was like shocked that it was,
you know, it's funny
really
that
high.
You say that because I never pay attention. I mean, I do. I pay attention to when I get my, you know, my dollar off at Kroger.
Yeah.
Because I have all my fuel points and I love that. But normally it's like this range to fill my car. And I just did it this morning and it went like $14 up. Like it was like $68.
That's startling.
And 55 is usually where it caps off. So.
And it's hard because you want to compare it to like a year ago when it was like, wow, this is really cheap to fill up the tank.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Feeling good in the D on 100.3 WNIC. So here we go. This story, by the way, and Feeling Good's brought to you by McDonald's. It's one of those chance things you just would never think could happen. A father and son are out fishing. They're off the coast of North Carolina. Another boat almost hits them. And as it was going by, they realized, wait a minute, no one's at the wheel. So they thought maybe there was a medical emergency. So they started following the boat. They pull up next to the boat. The son jumps on board. No one's on there. Totally empty boat. He figures someone must have fell off. They started searching around the open ocean, and they found the guy. They pulled him out of the water, and he thanked them for saving his life.
Oh, my God. That is honestly amazing. That is really being perceptive and beyond going the extra mile. But, you know, if you start piecing things together, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Like, that's exactly the conclusion you would come to. if you took the time.
Right.
Like, an open boat with nobody on it wouldn't be out in the middle of the ocean.
But you got to think, like, how many people would go, oh, that's a stupid
boat. That's the part.
And just keep going.
Right.
Right.
A lot.
Being annoyed by it. I mean, accidents happen all the time. Things happen so quickly. But, like, how did you just fall out of your boat?
He could have been fishing. Could have lost his balance.
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
could have been trying to, like, pull something in. You know, fell. And let me tell you something. You think out in Lake Michigan or out in Orchard Lake or anywhere where you think, the water's a little rough today, you're in the ocean and not by the crashing waves. I mean, you're out in the ocean. Those waves are gigantic. I mean, even on a calm day.
So I would die of a panic attack thinking the shark was going to get me.
I would
me.
Not like, do well.
I'm getting uncomfortable right now thinking something could get me.
Alan came in with breaking news about where I grew up.
Yeah.
You can go ahead.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Tom's River, tornado warning.
Wow.
And it's near Tom's River.
Why would you have that? I'm curious to know, how did that come up?
Because it's wet. I'm all weather
He's
all the time,
scientist.
Everywhere. What are you talking about?
Tracking the country.
I'm making observations and disseminating the information.
Hey, are you a scientist?
Yes, I'm a scientist. Shut his mic off, Chelsea. Shut it off.
No, I will.
I know you're a meteorologist, but I don't know. Is that fall under scientist?
Yes, it's one of the ists. Yes. What are you talking about?
How dare
it's
you?
It's the same family. I'm a branch on the tree of science.
That's big, though. I'm going to use that more on TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to say we're going to follow the science and head right to Alan.
Oh, that'll be good. Please do.
Uh-huh. Mm. So here's the deal. It's like 62 degrees right now. It's pleasant.
Yeah, it is crisp. Yeah, humidity levels are down. And we can take that to the bank all day long and into Saturday, too.
I let the dog out this morning, and typically when I've opened the door this week, it's been like really humid and muggy the second I open it. Today, it was like, wow, nice fall day.
Yeah.
I loved it.
By the way, since you said took the dog out, hey, Allison, and Al, maybe just for you, it is now socially acceptable. What'd I do with it? It is now socially acceptable to walk your cat. 58% of Americans are fine with it. Another 27% don't know or don't care. 15% think it's bad. But the overwhelming number, you can, like my friend Jim in Vegas walks his cat every day.
Chubbs, do you know what came in the mail? What's today? Friday. You know what came in the mail Wednesday?
What?
Izzy's brand new hot pink leash vest.
A leash vest?
Well, for the cat, instead of around the neck, it goes around their, it goes, they put their legs in it and it goes around their midsection.
Oh, she'll love that.
Well, she hates it. She falls down sideways.
But she'll let you put it on, though?
And Warren will take her out in the backyard and let her sniff around. But no, she doesn't enjoy it at all.
I love it.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. We're gonna do right here is go back.
In the day is brought to you today by Jersey Mike's. All right, so here we go. 38 years ago in 1983, this police hit was number one on the charts. And how could it not be?
Every breath you take, and every move you make.
Oh, to put it in perspective, this was the Adele song. What was the song?
Hello?
Oh.
No, the one where everybody was like...
I had to call 1,000 times?
The breakup song that put her on the map. Like, every breath you take, we couldn't get enough
Someone
of it.
Like you.
Someone like you.
Right.
Wow,
yes.
That was going to drive me
Good
nuts.
Call.
We yelled out the up-tempo one. Not that one. 22 years ago, 1999, American Pie was released. Loved that movie and was groundbreaking because it was like a dirty rated R movie in the 90s. And believe it or not, my how time has flied. 17 years ago, in 2004, Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy, was released. Oh, that's not it. This.
Come and see how good I look.
It's so funny.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
So, things are definitely heating up between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Whoa. After spending a few days in the Hamptons for the 4th of July, they have returned to L.A., and word is that it's only a matter of time before they move in together.
I'm just going to throw up all over the place every day. I just came across an article. Like, I'm scrolling through my newsfeed. Jennifer and Ben returned to L.A. after amazing holiday. He's bonding with their kids. You have your own kids. Go bond with your kids.
You know what? There's some truth in that. who are we to say whatever makes you happy? But if I'm them, I'm just thinking, like, I'm going to put my brain there and what I've been through and what she's been through or vice versa. Why not say, hey, listen, we are going to go to our separate places. We have the money to do so. And then let's catch up on Friday and enjoy Friday to Sunday every week.
She can't handle that.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, take it slow.
And also keep the kids out of it, because you made your kids bond with A-Rod and his kids. You know, like, yeah, your kids are...
And Casper Smart.
Yeah, like, seriously.
And Mark Anthony's got new children coming over. I mean, what's
it's just insane. God, which one's my dad? I don't know.
Brutal. Okay. All right, here we go.
Kevin Costner, who plays John Dutton on Yellowstone, is going full on musician. He's going to be hitting the road for the Tales from Yellowstone tour. He'll be singing all the greatest hits from the soundtrack of the show with his band Kevin Costner and Modern West. He announced the tour on Instagram with 8 shows kicking things off on August 24th in Oklahoma. If you are a huge fan of the show, which I know it's so popular right now.
Mm-hmm. I always hear about that show.
Yeah,
I do too, and I've never watched it.
I don't even know where it is, but I always hear about it.
Matt Damon, he had an emotional moment at the premiere of his movie Stillwater at the 2021 Cannes Film Festival. So this is about a father, who is Matt Damon, who travels from Oklahoma to France to help his estranged daughter, who is played by Abigail Breslin. And she's in prison for murder, and she claims that she did not commit it. The movie received a 5-minute standing ovation from the Cannes audience.
Wow.
And video footage shows Matt really tearing up during that emotional moment.
God, now I want to see that. That's what I know.
It's going to be in theaters on July 30th. Things out this weekend, we have Black Widow on Disney Plus for, I believe it's an additional $30 if you watch it from Disney Plus. It's also in theaters. And at 7 p.m. on Nick, the series premiere of the Patrick Star Show.
That's like when they do Comic-Con in San Diego and they showed like the Force Awakens trailer for the first time.
Yeah.
Like one of these new stars. And like, you can't, somebody has a cell phone and they record just the crowd
right
reacting to it, and you hear this roaring, screaming, like, excitement. I mean, that's enough to get anybody in the regular world to go, I'll go see that. And that works with that Cannes Film Festival. Good morning to you from 100.3 WNIC. Allison's Bubble is coming up next. Allison, what do you have in the bubble today?
I thought you might find this specifically interesting because where you grew up, this came up a lot. Boardwalks.
Yeah.
We all know what boardwalks are. Maybe you stayed at the boardwalk in Disney World. So boardwalks did not get their name because they're wooden boards you walk on, which is how it started out and back in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
They're named after the guy who came up with the idea to set the first one up in Atlantic City, New Jersey in the 1870s. Alexander Boardman.
You're kidding me.
So Boardman was his name, thus they were called boardwalks.
How ironic, because they're wooden boards that are nailed together that you walk on.
It's a perfect name. Maybe they saw, it also works for that, but it wasn't the intention. It was, name it after me. I made it up.
Also had the hit song Under the Boardwalk, which I wonder if he got royalties on. Probably not. In the kitchen at my house, there's a little container, a little canister. And in that canister, I always forget it's there, is some cash.
That's a good idea.
Couple 20s, couple 10s, couple 5s.
Mm-hmm.
And it is there solely for tipping.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, something comes to the house. Like, got a refrigerator freezer for the garage. You know, to have overflow. Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, sometimes you want extra stuff. You don't want to have it in your main refrigerator.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tip the guys that delivered it. So I go to the canister for the cash. Do you carry cash? The average person has $52 in cash in their wallet right now. The top things we still use it for are tipping, fast food, snacks, coffee, and gas.
That's funny that you bring that up, because someone that we work with was going to Chicago this weekend and asked me, how much cash do you usually keep on you? And I said, maybe like a 20.
Yeah.
If that, like, if I'm lucky. And she was trying to figure out, like, how much she should take, if she just needed it for tipping or emergencies.
Your list surprised me with mentioning of gas. Who doesn't want to pay at the pump?
Exactly. Who wants to go in and deal with that?
Like, you just don't have to anymore.
But you know what it is? A lot of people feel like their card's going to be compromised. I will tell you,
And I know people feel that way.
I love my local gas stations, but anytime my card, my debit card has been compromised, it's always happened at a gas station.
Same.
Reader, always. And it just, you know, it happens that way. But I feel like I bought cash when I was younger. I mean, gas with cash, you always like scraped around for $5-$10 and bought gas. You know, you got it and they turned the bump on.
Well, I really don't carry cash at all very much. I told you yesterday that I took more money from a Craigslist sale than I had advertised it for because it was offered and I didn't know how I'd give change anyway. I never have cash on me. But I was watching a TV show where, like, you know, a teen on the TV show was listening to all the adults talk about their checking and savings accounts.
Right.
And the teen was saying those are on their way out. They were like Apple Pay, Venmo. He's like, those are the new checking accounts. Like, people aren't even going to, they're not even using banks.
I'm telling you, I feel.
I'm like, what's happened? That's too much.
I feel like magic when I am at the checkout line, and I take my phone and just my phone and hold it up to that reader and it pays it and it's done. Mm-hmm. And I haven't touched anything. Like, that's to me
crazy.
Is one of the coolest technology things ever, is that you do not have to hand anybody anything or do anything.
Yeah, but can you imagine ever not needing your bank?
No, I
won't. Yeah, no, that's
so weird. That's too big of a leap for me.
Yeah. So there you go. Really quick before That's Incredible, I just wanted to say that when we were all in studio together last week, Allison, I felt, was giving me strange looks, and she never does. But I was like, I wonder why she's looking at me so weird. And finally, she couldn't handle it anymore. And she finally told me that I had to put the cap back on my pen.
Oh!
And
that drove her nuts.
I'm notorious. I have these pens that I love so much. I buy boxes of them through Amazon. They're called Uniball Vision Elite. And they're just my favorite pens ever.
And that's so funny.
They're all
because
over the studio, but the caps are never on them.
Yeah, and first of all, I thought it was funny that I have a favorite pen. I thought that was a weird thing about me, to have a specific pen that you use.
Yeah.
We differ in the kind of ink we like, though. But it's one thing to throw a Bic around without a cap. But those pens that you're using are precious.
Well, it has the word elite in them.
That's right.
I don't buy expensive clothes, but I do have nice pens.
Right.
That's going to be my thing. Hey, it's time for That's Incredible.
That's Incredible.
A guy with a fear of heights tried one of those steep slides at a family center. It took him about 32 feet up, and he screamed the entire time before finally sliding back down to safety. But I think about, like, Chelsea hates scary movies, so I don't know if we'd ever force her to sit through one. Allison's not a big fan of flying, but we get through it. But if either of you reacted this way to something you didn't like if you put me around a bunch of spiders or something, and any of us did this, someone would need to save us and not laugh, but listen to this guy.
Let go! It's a slide.
He's on a slide?
One of those big indoor ones. And he finally goes down. But, you know, if you have a fear of heights.
No, okay, but I do kind of blame him a little bit, because you knew exactly what you were getting into. So why would you go up there then?
That's incredible.
To face your fear, I guess.
And then when you got up there, you were like, I was stupid to try to do this.
Have you?
Easier to go back down the slide, though, than try to climb down the stairs.
Yeah,
true. Have you seen Father of the Bride? Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. Great movie, right? You remember this scene. Listen.
I want to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns to go with them. But no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need. So I am removing the superfluous buns.
There you go. Heinz, the ketchup company, has started a petition to make hot dogs and buns come in packs with the same number. The reason hot dogs come in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8 is because the most popular bun baking pans are designed to hold 8 rolls. So there's a petition out there right now to say, hey, hot dog companies, hey, bun companies, get it right. Do 8 and 8 or 12 and 12, but come up with a number.
It's so funny, though, that it's taken this long, because this has been a problem our whole lives.
Yeah.
Like, our whole lives. I remember being little and that being talked about. But I remember having a conversation once with Warren when we had the two straggly hot dog buns left over that just sit around if you're not going to buy new hot dogs, about how genius it would be for the person that invents the new sandwich or the new something that you can do with your leftover hot dog buns.
Right.
Because I could never figure out how to repurpose them. They're only good for hot dogs.
Did you guys ever, changing course just a little bit, did you guys ever have a night where your mom made you eat a hot dog on a piece of bread?
Yeah, sure, because you didn't have any hot dog buns.
That's right.
Or vice versa.
Too.
Has your mom ever tried to make you a PB&J on a hot dog bun? Because we have them and we're not wasting them and we're out of hot dogs.
See, that's the thing. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Nothing works in a hot dog bun but a hot dog.
You're right. You're right. And it's nice. A soft bread. So that's incredible.
That's incredible.
This is incredible. Here we are on our show yesterday paying tribute to the Go-Go's on their big 40th anniversary. Yet we ignore the 25th anniversary yesterday of this.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna take.
Yesterday, the Spice Girls wished a happy 25th birthday to Wannabe, the best-selling single by a girl group ever.
Ah, really?
Released yesterday, 1996 in the UK. Didn't make it to the United States until January 7th, 1997.
And deprived.
And I'll always remember, I was at a radio convention with a bunch of radio guys in 1996. And the Spice Girls came out into like a ballroom where we would host purses for nurses. And just stood up there and sang this song. And we're all like, who are these girls? They're pretty. Right. What is this? Why is this a big deal? And it, who knew they'd be
there
the biggest
thing ever?
There
was mania. But isn't it, it is a little heartbreaking that that's the biggest selling song by a girl group. And it's not the, it's not Diana Ross and the Supremes or the Shirelles.
No, it was their biggest hit.
Oh, I thought you said it was the biggest hit by girl group.
The best selling single by a girl group ever.
Not that it's not good, but there's something that makes me sad about that.
Mm.
I'm
going
to need you to bite your tongue.
You know what that deserves?
That's incredible.
That's incredible. Here, Allison, I have one more for you. That's incredible. Music related. How about this? 5 decades later, John Fogerty finally reaches number one with this song. It's pretty unbelievable.
How'd that happen?
YouTube. Because of YouTube.
Oh.
And all the views and stuff. And we've had so much flooding and stuff. Everybody has been putting this on something.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
How about that? Yeah.
That is incredible.
So there you go. That in itself is incredible.
That's incredible.
And there you go. 100.3 WNIC. It is Friday. It is time for our favorite Friday game, Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout. And that means we hear from our friend Rick from Fox 2. Rick, hello to you.
Jay, good morning.
It's nice seeing you. We're ready for another week. We had a nice holiday week off last week. The ladies can see you. Tell everyone how Mr. Lister's works.
Jay, it's a 4-round game. For each round, a category is presented. As long as you answer correctly, you stay alive. The last person standing wins each round. And Jay, halfway through 2021, stats reveal that you have 9 victories.
Ooh.
How about that?
Chelsea with 6, Allison 4.
So sad.
Allison. You're winning in life and everything else.
Though. I know.
That's right. That is true.
That is true. Telling you just sold a new book. Your book. You just recently sold another book.
That's right.
Let's play, Rick.
Chelsea, round one. Name something that gets smaller the more you use it.
Your pencil.
Yes. Allison.
Your bar of soap.
Correct, ma'am. Jay.
How about chalk?
Yes, very good.
What about crayons?
Yes, ma'am.
Crayons?
Allison.
Yeah.
Are we all out of writing utensils now?
I think so.
What about a ball of yarn?
Very good.
That's good.
Jay.
Oh, crap. I'm out.
Very sorry. Chels.
What about chapstick?
Very good. You stay alive. Allison.
I've got one, and it counts, but I don't know if it made the list. A head of lettuce.
Lettuce. Did not make my list.
That's a good one, though.
That's a good one.
Chelsea wins round one. Had you said candles, deodorant,
right,
eraser, a glue stick, ice, lipstick, tires, or toothpaste, you'd been correct.
Mm.
After one round, Chelsea, with the early lead, round two, Allison, name something you can't do until you are a certain age, young lady.
You cannot drink.
Correct. Jay.
Vote.
Yes, sir. Chelsea.
Get a job.
Yes, ma'am. Allison.
Drive.
Yes, Jay, something you can't do until you're a certain age.
Rent a car.
Or a hotel room. Very good.
I didn't know you can't rent a hotel room.
Yeah, you have to be a certain age.
Hmm. Chelsea.
Go to school.
Did not make my list. Very sorry. Allison.
Join the army.
Military. Yes, Jay.
Become a member of the AARP.
Correct, sir. Very mm-hmm. good.
Thank you.
Allison.
Then why do they keep sending me stuff?
Because we're old enough to be in it.
I'm nowhere near that.
Yes, we are.
I'm not even old enough to consider it.
Can you say denial?
Boy, a certain age to... Oh, get married.
Yes.
Right.
Jay.
Get a tattoo.
Yes, or a piercing.
Wow, oh. Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't... I think I'm out.
Oh, very sorry. Allison?
Yeah.
Jay wins round two. Had you said buy a firearm, certain medications, smoking materials.
Mm.
Got to be a certain age to gamble legally.
Oh, right.
Duh.
Retire with full benefits, run for office, sign a contract, or watch all movies in a theater.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah, rated R. Unless you're Allison's mom, she let you.
She was accompanied.
She was true. Yeah.
Two rounds. Jay, Chelsea on the board. Allison ready to score. Round three. Jay, what's one of the first things new parents buy after finding out they're having a baby?
What to expect when you're expecting the book.
Yes. Chelsea.
A crib.
Very good. Allison.
A stroller?
Yes.
Okay.
Jay.
Baby clothes?
Very good, sir. Chelsea.
Diapers.
Yes. Allison.
A changing table?
Yes. Jay.
A car seat.
Very good, sir. Chelsea.
A little swing.
Bouncy seat I'll give you.
Mm.
Allison.
What about baby toys?
Toys. Very good. Jay.
Formula?
Not one of the first things.
Not one of the first things.
Very sorry.
It could be an allergy. Stupid Jay.
Oh, pacifiers.
Very good. Allison, something new parents buy when they're finding out they're having a baby.
Okay, well, along the same line, what about blankies?
Bedding and blankets. Very good.
Nice.
What about those... floor activity mats for tummy time.
We'll call that.
Wow,
toys.
That's real specific.
Toys.
Okay.
Can
I help you?
Crayons. No one understands what you're saying. Crayons? You mean crayons? No, too little.
Goodbye.
Oh, I got one.
Let's see. How about a mirror for the car to see the kid?
Great answer. I'm sorry that I did not make the list.
All right.
Allison wins round three.
For the car without the rear view mirror.
You know what I'm talking about. You have
I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah, come on now.
Baby accessories not mentioned include a baby bathtub, a baby monitor, baby wipes, bib, bottles, breastfeeding supplies. We've got a diaper bag, a dresser, a high chair, playpen, rocking chair, and safety equipment.
Oh, okay. So dumb.
So much funnier when you can't see.
Three rounds all tied up. Round four will determine the winner today. So.
I'm sorry though. In the Mr. Lister's Hall of Fame, what about a floor mat for tummy time? Will live forever.
Without a doubt.
That's right.
That's in the final the final scene of the museum.
You are there. Tell us round four. Name one of the most common items found in junk drawers across America.
Oh, wow.
Writing utensils.
Yes. Allison.
Rubber bands.
Very good. Jay.
Batteries.
Yes, sir. Chelsea.
Paper clips.
Yes. Allison.
Loose change.
Yes. Jay.
Writing utensils. Pens, pencils.
Has been given, sir.
Oh, wasn't listening.
Do you listen?
No.
Say crayons.
Crayons. No. What is that thing called? Like instructions for, like instruction manuals.
Did not make my list. I'm sorry, Jay. Chelsea, what's in your junk drawer?
Scissors.
Yes. Allison.
Yeah. Tape.
Very good. Chelsea.
How about takeout menus?
Did not make my list.
I'm surprised by that. I have a ton.
Like my refrigerator manuals in my junk drawer.
Allison wins round four. Items not mentioned in junk drawers include birthday candles, a box cutter, chip clips, a flue lighter or matches, paper, playing cards, tape measure, and tools in general.
Oh, very good.
Allison, by a score of 2-1-1, is the winner today. Congratulations.
Oh, look at that.
Look at you up to 5 wins.
Oh.
Jay Towers in the morning on iHeartRadio.
56% of us are sick of limited menus at restaurants. Want the full menus back, say 56% of Americans.
You know what? That's so funny that you say that. When I was getting my hair cut last week, my friend Sandy, who cuts my hair, they go to a specific restaurant on their birthdays, her and her husband, and it's a super nice restaurant. It's very nice. And I know what she likes to get. And that restaurant, which, like I said, it's very fancy, has had an unlimited menu, or a limited menu for all of COVID, right?
Right.
And so all of the things you're used to, it's not there. So she went on her birthday and all of her favorites that she gets were still not there. And we talked about it at length. It's like, we understood. We took it on the chin during COVID. We got it. But like, it's been some time now. It's time to get back to the things that put you on the map.
Right.
That make us go to you on our birthdays. Like, and she really kind of had a lackluster birthday because 3 out of the 5 things that she goes there for still weren't back.
The only thing I could think of is perhaps, I don't know. Listen, I know restaurants have to go buy that stuff to fill the menu. And if they haven't made the money back to be profitable to keep, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're known for your big fillets, but you haven't had them on the menu and you have to have, but yeah, you got to kind of spend money to make money. I wonder if some businesses are having a hard time doing it.
That's what we were trying to figure out, because in our minds, we thought everything should be good and you should have self-corrected by now.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of being talked about on a daily basis how we're in a really good spot right now. And we've, you know, people have done their part and we're getting back to normal. Listen, the menu should, too.
Listen to this, Chels. The one thing that hasn't bounced back from the pandemic, though, sharing desserts isn't as popular as it used to be. 2/3 of people say they're less likely to share food at restaurants than they were before. How about that?
Yeah. I bet a lot of our personal habits, like I never used to wash my hands. I just didn't. I did, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I'm ever going to stop washing them 50 times a day. I don't know that I'll ever not. Now I'm very aware of everything I touch.
Remember when that was the biggest thing at the start of COVID? Well, as long as you wash your hands really well, you're going to be fine.
Right.
You want to see what's almost 1.5 years old? This was filled when this all started. And it still has done pretty good.
Still quite a bit left. Yeah.
Wow.
The thing about it was really only me using it. I was in here by myself for 1.5 years other than Alan. But yeah, it's still doing good. Thank you, Curemex, for the 67.6 fluid ounces of moisturizing hand sanitizer, which was bought pre-pandemic. Bought it long before even knew a pandemic was coming. It's time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. 2 contestants on and ready to go today. Allison's going to play for Bethany. I'll play for Scott, going for win 3. Could be $150. But good luck with 100.3 WNIC.
Allison, name a makeup woman applied to their face.
A makeup woman applied lipstick.
That is the 3rd best answer. One point for that. Foundation was number 1.
I thought that was too narrow. Okay.
Jay, where do you get your Christmas tree from every year?
Where do I get my Christmas tree from every year? the basement? The basement.
That is the last answer. 1 point for that. The store, followed by the woods.
Who can afford a new Christmas tree every year?
I know, right? Allison, if dog owners demanded the dog get a job, what might he or she be good at?
What would the dog be good at? Sleeping. Is that a job?
Well, that's not a job.
Oh, okay, a real job. Yeah. Okay, I was thinking a dog. Oh, a real. Okay, security.
Yes, number 1 answer. Okay. 10 points for that.
Very nice.
Jay, name a household chore you do while sitting.
A household chore you do while sitting. Mm-hmm. God, what is a chore you do?
That's tough.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think. Hold close.
Yes, number 1 answer.
Nice.
10 points. Mm. And you both are tied with 11. Allison, name something people remember about the TV show Cheers.
What do they remember about the TV show Cheers?
Yep.
That it was in a bar?
Yes, number 1 answer, 10 points.
Nice. Cool. And Norm.
Norm was 2nd. Jay, tell me something that makes you mad when you're watching TV.
Commercials.
That is the 2nd best answer, 5 points for that. Background noise. was the number one answer. Like if the kids are in the background or things like that. So Allison wins 21-16.